A big event at the Roseburg Public Library on Saturday. Youth Services Librarian Aurora Ropp is running around getting ready for Tell Us What It Is.
This Saturday at the library is Harry Potter Day, and we have a fun celebration with lots of different activities for kids and parents to participate in. Some of the specifics: at 11 o'clock at the library, 11 in the morning, we will be having a magician do a Harry Potter themed magic show. That's new to this year. And then, as we have in the past, at noon we will be pulling a raffle winner for a Harry Potter quilt that has been displayed at the library for a child 18 and under.
And how did this idea get started of having some fun with Harry Potter?
Yeah, my first year here, we were planning the summer reading program, and I wanted to do something that was a big event that would draw in the whole community together around reading. So we chose Harry Potter since it's had such a great connection to people through books and movies and video games and theme parks. And so we just wanted to have a big celebration focused on reading.
So are kids that are kids now, are they as into Harry Potter as maybe 20 years ago?
Yes, kids that are reading now are into Harry Potter just as much. We've had some temporary staff members at the library, and I've had some great comments from them of, I know Harry Potter is popular because I have to shelve it pretty much twice a week.
Wow.
So they are still circulating like crazy at the library.
So what happens in the course of the day? Kind of take us through the event.
Yeah, for sure. Our doors open up at 10 a.m. And we start with the celebrations right away. We have five different activities that kids can do. We're going to be making wands, which is a standard year-to-year activity, because what's a wizard without their wand? Then this year, some of our new activities, we will be making a potions necklace. We will be making Harry Potter-themed buttons that you can like pin-on buttons. We'll be making Transfiguration keychains that shrink down. We will be making Remembrals, which is a magical device to tell you when you've forgotten something. And we'll have trivia stations all around the library where people can answer trivia about the movies or about the books and get tickets to go into raffle drawings. We'll do raffle drawings for Harry Potter themed prizes all day long from 10:15, you know, people have to get there first, up through 1:30 when the event ends. We'll be doing those drawings. And then at noon, kids that are present will have a raffle ticket to put their name on, and we'll be pulling that to win the quilt.
So tell me more about these potion necklaces. How does this work?
Yeah, we have some cute little potion bottles that patrons will be able to add a fun colored liquid into, and then we have some shimmering powder that you put in that never fully mixes with the liquid, so you can swirl it and it will make fun swirling patterns, and then it will settle out to the bottom and you can swirl it again and again over and over. It looks really cool. It looks kind of like a nebula, or just I'm really excited about that one this year. I think it'll be fun. And then of course it's on a chain that you could wear it around your neck.
And the other one I wanted to ask is Rememberalls?
Yes, Rememberalls. In the books, Neville Longbottom gets a Rememberall from his grandma to help him remember things that he has forgotten. The not so helpful part of it is that it only changes color to let you know that you've forgotten something. It doesn't tell you what you've forgotten.
All right. That might be useful for some people out there as kind of a unique thing. Maybe even older people. I don't know.
For us, it's always going to tell you that you're forgetting something, but it will be a fun activity to make.
Now your challenge is to remember what it is, which may be a problem. That's a whole other show. So the library puts this on, and I know one of the things I'd not seen before, overflow parking. I mean, you have that many people there.
Yes, we definitely have that many people there. I think last year, over the whole time, with our door count, we counted that we had around 500 people come into the library. So our parking lot is full on a standard busy day, and this is an extra busy day. So there is overflow parking behind us in the Douglas County parking lot.
And it's just a one-day event. What goes into getting everything ready?
Yeah, this one-day event takes a lot of planning and a lot of volunteers. I want to shout out and thank you to all of the 15 different volunteers that we have coming in on top of our staff to help run crafts, to help ask trivia, to help tell people what's happening and where to go. We definitely could not do this without the extra volunteers from the community.
All right, that's happening on Saturday. The time again?
Saturday starts at 10 a.m.
All right, Aurora, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.